It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Laura Cosma of South River, New Jersey. I said, name a famous film actor of the past. Four letters in the first name, six letters in the last. Swap the second and third letters of the first name to name a color. You can change the third letter of the last name to get another color. What actor is it? Well, it's Gary Cooper, and you can make those changes to get gray and copper.
Oh, okay. There were over 2,000 correct entries, so you guys really got this one. And this week's winner is Jean Haddock of Lewisburg, North Carolina. Congratulations, Jean.
Thank you so much. It was a good puzzle.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I never actually sent in a postcard, but I listened at that time.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm semi-retired physical therapist, and in retirement, we're traveling. I'm a member of an online trivia team, and I work in the community garden to help supply fresh food for the church pantry. I like to feed people.
Well, Jean, I gotta believe that you're ready to play the puzzle as a fellow North Carolinian, but I gotta ask, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, ma'am and sir.
Okay, take it away, Will.
Okay, Jean and Aisha, every answer today is a pair of related words that start with the same letter and end with the same letter. For example, if I said name two five-letter rocks starting with S and ending with E, you would say slate and shale.
Okay.
So that's all it is. And Aisha, this is a good puzzle for two people, so feel free to jump in.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Your first one is name two six-letter numbers starting with T and ending with Y.
20 and 30.
You got it. Name two eight-letter countries starting with C and ending with A.
Colombia.
You got it. And? Think Southeast Asia.
Cambodia.
You got it. All right, name two elements on the periodic table in six letters, starting with S and ending with R.
Silver and... Run through them in your brain, Aisha.
Yes. Yeah, and what's another one?
Sulfur.
Sulfur, good job. I'm impressed.
Oh, okay. Whew. Oh, my goodness.
Name two-letter musical instruments in four letters, starting with L and ending with E.
Lyre and lute.
Oh, good job. Name two seven-letter outdoor games starting with C and ending with T.
Cricket.
Yes.
And croquet.
Oh, good job. Name two seven-letter large birds starting with P and ending with N.
Oof. Now, I'm obsessed with this first one. Penguin.
Penguin, good one.
And pelican.
Oh, you got it. Name two five-letter dances starting with S and ending with A.
Samba and salsa.
That is it. Good. Name two six-letter Major League Baseball teams starting with A and ending with S.
Angels and the... Oh, as a baseball fan, I need to be getting this. Aisha?
Houston?
Yes, it's Houston.
Oh, Astros. Yay.
Astros, you got it. Here's your last one. Name two 11-letter relatives starting with G and ending with R.
Grandmother and grandfather.
You got it, Jean. I am impressed.
Yeah, thank goodness you knew what was going on because I was not getting it.
I've had caffeine.
Yeah, well, you did an awesome job. How do you feel?
So happy to have been able to spend this time with the both of you.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jean, what member station do you listen to?
We're sustainers of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Oh, we are glad to hear that. That's Jean Haddock of Lewisburg, North Carolina. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Evan Kalish of Queens, New York. Name a state capital, remove its first two letters, and you can rearrange the rest to name something in two words that you might find while beachcombing in this state. What is it? So again, a state capital, drop the first two letters, rearrange what remains to make a two-word phrase naming something you might find while beachcombing in that state. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. And because of the July 4th holiday, our deadline for entries this week is Wednesday, July 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.